This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 23, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, 9 showed up, but only 4 can go forward, and getting there won't be easy. The field of 9 Salem City Councilor-at-Large candidates this year drew a large crowd at the Salem Waterfront Hotel for a candidate forum Tuesday night. Voters will narrow the field down to 8 candidates in a preliminary contest on Tuesday, September 12, then down to 4 final winners at a full election on Tuesday, November 7. The opening question at the forum focused on the effectiveness of city government, and it drew frequent shots at the body the candidates are trying to get on. Domingo Dominguez, who later made public his Dominican Republic heritage, said the city council doesn't represent the diversity we have in the city. He highlighted the sharp minority women have, 3 members out of 11, and the fact there are no minorities. He's quoted as saying, "We need to do better than that." Elaine Milo, an incumbent in the race and current council president, said at-large councilors represent the city as a whole. Much more in this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. The city of Lynn is looking at how to best use the now-empty Marshall Middle School. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Bridget Turcotte writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that neighbors can speak out about plans to transform the former Marshall Middle School into a senior housing building in September. Lynn City Council set down a public hearing for a zoning change that would allow for the development during a meeting Tuesday night. Though it is yet to be determined whether the matter will be taken up during the first or second meeting of the month. Talk of transforming the 172,000-square-foot property into a 100-unit senior housing building began in June when City Council President Darren Sears said that he would only make a recommendation for a project after hearing residents in the neighborhood. He later told the subcommittee there's a consensus among neighbors of the Porter Street School for over 65 housing with the possibility of a dozen townhomes that would not be age-restricted, as well as a ground floor retail area to serve elders such as a beauty parlor, doctor's office, and a small grocery shop. The council's request for proposals, RFPs, committee voted to recommend a zoning change suggested by Clint Mucci, the city's deputy building commissioner, that allows for single and double family homes, row homes, and apartment houses. Special permits could be issued to allow assisted living facilities, mixed use, and hotels. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, the town of Danvers' new $5.5 million dispatch center could become a regional dispatch center for Hamilton and Manchester by the Sea, saving all 3 towns a significant chunk of money, according to a consultant's report released last month. With the new dispatch center at the Danvers Police Department playing host, combined savings for the 3 communities could be in the neighborhood of $550,000 a year from operational efficiency and increased state grants. The town hired the firm Municipal Resources, Inc. of Meredith, New Hampshire, to do the study. MRI concluded that overall this will be a beneficial endeavor for all participants, and Hamilton and Manchester by the Sea joining and transferring their dispatch operations there is very feasible. Danvers Town Manager Steve Bartha is quoted as saying, "We are very glad with the outcome of the study." More in the story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Adam Swift writes on itemlive.com, a familiar face at Peabody City Hall is the city's new treasurer. Last week, the city council approved Mayor Edward A. Betancourt Jr.'s appointment of Julie Daigle to replace retiring treasurer James Carnevale. The mayor is quoted as saying, "Julie is a graduate of Merrimack College with a bachelor's degree in business administration and accounting and has worked for the administration of 3 Peabody mayors during her 17 years in public service." Daigle was promoted to the role of grants manager for the Department of Planning and Community Development, and in 2014, Betancourt appointed her to the new position as the city's business liaison. More in the story on itemlive.com, story written by Adam Swift. Mary Marcos writes in today's Gloucester Times, Essex selectmen have hired Lincoln Architects to produce visual renderings of possible public safety buildings in 2 different locations so that the 2 scenarios can be compared. The first of the 2 scenarios is to build a new public safety facility, combined police and fire station, right where the existing facility is at 24 Martin Street. The second option would be to convert the existing building into a police station and add a new fire station in between the new police headquarters and town hall on the town side on the town hall side, rather, of Shepherd Memorial Drive. Lincoln Architects of Winchester is starting to gear up, and its representatives will meet with the building committee on Tuesday, August 29. As a preliminary step, members of the firm are going out and taking photographs from a variety of angles in the proposed areas. More on this story written by Mary Marcos in today's Gloucester Times. This is MSO News Sports. This has been North Shore Today.